Swedish police didn't believe emergency call, while man murdered, and woman raped twice. By Chris Tomlinson on October 27, 2020. A man was left to die after being stabbed and a woman raped twice by a migrant man after Swedish police refused to believe the woman's first emergency phone call. The murder of Swedish teen Tommy Lind, who was stabbed to death by African migrant Mohammed Abubakar while trying to defend a woman from being raped in Härnösand, made headlines in Sweden earlier this year. Originally, prosecutor Sten Ishikvist claimed that Lind had not tried to stop the rape of the woman, but later reports revealed that the victim had told Lind about the first rape and had contacted the police. Now, according to a report from broadcaster SVT, the operator who spoke to the victim on the phone not only noted that the call was not likely to be valid but recorded the wrong address initially. The first call, which lasted nearly 10 minutes, took place at 6:37 a.m. on May 10 after the African had raped the girl and threatened her with a knife. At 7:35 a.m. the girl, now in a toilet with Lind, called again and confirmed to the police that the migrant was still in the apartment armed with a knife. Lind and the victim were waiting for the police but did not lock the door, and Abubakar is said to have entered and stabbed Lind to death, then raped the victim a second time in the same room as Lind died. Police officers finally arrived at the apartment at 8:10 a.m. and interrupt the migrant raping the victim as Lind lay bleeding to death on the floor. SVT states that police have not commented on their handling of the incident as it has been passed on to internal investigators. The case is not the only murder case committed by a migrant this year in Sweden. In July, a 21-year-old man was stabbed 99 times by Afghan migrants while aboard a bus in Kiruna. Three Afghan nationals, a man and his two sons, were later arrested for the alleged murder, with prosecutors claiming the killing was motivated by honor culture. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter at @TomlinsonCJ or email at Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.